I've been in North Carolina for about 2.5, coming on 3 years. There are some parts of the state I really enjoy and love, but there seems like there's kind of a difference once you get outside of Asheville. And HB2 kind of represented the culmination of all that, I don't know, hate, I suppose, in a lot of ways. And seeing it pass kind of was a clear sign to me that I wasn't wanted because of a small aspect, a small and large aspect of who I am, but still nonetheless an aspect, not my soul defining characteristic, and which was being used kind of as the reasoning for taking away a lot of personal rights.
Is it a final decision? Are you definitely doing it?
Pretty much, yeah. I realize that HB2 may or may not get repealed and the government may or may not change, but to me, it was kind of a sign of what they were willing to do. That they were willing to, hastily meet and pass something that they knew would get backlash.
Do you think that just because of the willingness that they were able to say, there may be this backlash, and yet we're going to go ahead and do it anyway, speaks to some sort of anti-trans feelings that they may have?
Yeah, it hurts trans people more than it protects any other person because being forced to use the bathroom that doesn't correspond to the gender identity you express is risky and stressful.
Under this law, you would be forced to use the men's restroom.
Yeah.
What would that experience be like for you, and have you gone through that experience?
Not recently have I gone through that experience. Back when I was about a year in and I was kind of like a very androgynous presenting person, I would tend to use, if in emergency, the men's restroom. And it was extremely stressful. It's kind of going in, eyes down, use a stall, come out, briefly wash hands, and leave, not making eye contact with anyone. I don't know if a fear is the right word to completely capture what people are going through, but it's stressful over something that really shouldn't be.
Someone that I spoke to earlier, and I can't really speak to the scientific literature, but had made the comment that bullying hasn't been correlated to the high rate of suicide in transgender people, which I was looking at the numbers earlier, is 41% compared to 4.6% for the general population. And you had talked about how you grew up with an apathy and a depression. Could you just
Sure.
speak to that a little bit?
I feel that the suicide rate is high, not solely from bullying. It's a feeling of complete isolation, that you're aberrant to society, that you're unlovable and an accident in a lot of ways, which is all incorrect, but it's thinking that people come to when they're completely isolated, especially young people. Trans students are, in an incredibly precarious position. I mean, high school feels like it gets progressively more brutal in its ability to shame those that are not considered normal, and the ability to harass on a constant and widespread scale through social media. And HB2 adds to that. It gives the attackers fuel, gives them legal legs to stand on, saying that these people don't have a legitimate claim to their gender expression. The law says that it's okay to not consider these people valid, and so why should I, as a, as a high school student?
I know some supporters of House Bill 2 would say that this bill isn't actually focused on transgender people, and that they're not a target necessarily. What they're trying to do is to prevent possibly straight men or pedophiles or
Sure.
anybody like that from using these laws to go in and abuse children and women. What would you say to that?
First off, I mean, it's a really hard to enforce law. And I guess second off, that there's no reported cases of a trans person assaulting a child in a restroom or even an adult. And I guess thirdly, so a trans man is forced to use a woman's bathroom. Trans man's presenting very, jeans and a t-shirt, has a beard. Now there's a man, someone who's perceived as a man in the women's restroom. So now what's stopping a predatory man from going into the restroom? Now they don't have to, go through all those loops that those supporters of the bill had mentioned, that a predator would put on a dress and go through all the steps they would needed to, make it seem like they're presenting as trans just to go into a woman's restroom. the bill, I feel, made it easier for a predator to invade a woman's space or whatever to kind of perform these predatory acts. It's, I don't know, it's a very strange argument to make when it seems to be that it helped these magical predators that have yet to be seen.
What is the message that you would send to lawmakers right now that are convening?
I hate the buzzword common sense solutions, but I mean, this is not a common sense solution. It feels like it's making every aspect of North Carolina society work harder for a problem that doesn't exist. It's making businesses work harder. It's making schools work harder. It's making individuals face increasing amounts of discrimination and hate over an issue that didn't exist. You know, no one in North Carolina, to my knowledge, has been harassed by a trans person in the bathroom. So why is there the need for this law? Why do we need more big government in our small cities?